Welcome to season 3 of the Salon Professional Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you love this episode, please be sure to kindly leave us a review. Welcome, everybody, to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am so excited to be joined by Miss Samantha Sherwin from Salon Interactive. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And we are going to be sharing today some great information on how to, first of all, be really successful with e-commerce and how to start selling your products online. Because let's face it, if you're not selling your products online, you're losing out big time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I just want to start this by saying what I personally love about Salon Interactive is that the salon and stylist do not lose out on a sale. We're not sending them anywhere else but to their own online store. And that to me is such a win. Like, I'm so grateful for that. So tell me, what is happening right now in e-commerce in the beauty business?
So right now, what we've been seeing in e-commerce in the beauty business is that Amazon, Ulta, and Sephora, which all have their own e-commerce sites, are taking away a significant amount of money from the salons. Okay. And what we saw that in 2020, there was $1.4 billion of professional products that were sold between Amazon, Ulta, and Sephora. And that's all money that really should be staying in the salons, because professional products should be bought by the sold by the professionals to be bought by their clients.
So we have $1.4 billion out there of salon professional products that should have stayed within the salon. Those dollars should be, those salon owners and stylists should be making money off of those products because they have built these products on their backs, man. They're the ones who made these products into these product companies into who they are. And now we're losing the sale. How is Salon Interactive different? Like, what makes it different than any other e-commerce sort of portal idea site?
So the way that Salon Interactive works is we are connected through the salon and stylist distributor. So for starters, the products that they buy that they're using in their salon are the exact same products they're getting shipped directly to their clients. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. They don't have to carry extra inventory. They don't have to make sure that they have time to run to UPS or FedEx at the end of the day. Those orders are getting shipped directly to their clients for them from their distributor, and everybody's making commission off of it.
Okay, so essentially, because I know how this works, essentially a salon is getting like a website face of their own online boutique. So it looks like a client, when they click this link that would then be on the salon's website, it's going to look like their own online store with their logo and the products that they sell within their salon. But the beauty is when they click on that product to purchase, we're shipping the product. The distributor is shipping the product. So you're not dealing with any of the headaches, and you're making a really great commission, like a huge commission. Yes. So you're making 25%, right? So if you sold it in your salon, you're making 50%. You've then shipped it to your salon, so you've paid for that. You're doing all that stuff. When you do it this way, it's 25%. But we're not trying to take salon existing retail. We're just trying to enhance the retail, right?
Exactly. So salons should still expect that they're going to get the same in salon sales. Yep. What this does is this helps them capture all the sales that are walking out the door. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's not currently purchasing product in the salon, and what our studies have shown is that that's roughly about 80% of clients. Only 2 out of 10 for like, and this is top salons too. Only 2 out of 10 salon clients are actually purchasing products at the time of their service. The other 8, we know at the very least they're buying shampoo and conditioner somewhere, but they're not buying it in the salon. And so Salon Interactive gives them the ability to send a link and have a 24/7 online store to recapture all those clients that aren't purchasing them from them now.
We all want to shop how we want to shop. I know, like, yesterday I needed like a new like vitamin dispenser. Just jumped on Amazon and bought it. I didn't think, okay, I'm going to put that on my shopping list and I'll run over to CVS and get it. I'm like, nope, I'm going to jump on and buy it right now while it's top of mind. So if your guest is not prepared for, or it's not in their budget, or they don't need it when they're in the salon, their shampoo, conditioner, styler, now they can hop online and buy it when they want to buy it. I know we're going to hear pushbacks. We always do about, well, it's better for me to sell it in the salon because I make more commission. Of course, we suggest sell it in the salon, but the reality is 2 out of 10 are purchasing in the salon.
So exactly.
We don't want to take away any of those sales. So we're giving you an opportunity to make a fantastic commission, because in the traditional sense that are not salon interactive, so if you think about these other entities that are selling, you might be receiving a 1 or 2% commission, right? At the most, I've ever seen is maybe 5 to 10%, right? And that's if somebody puts in a special code and they do a handstand and shop from the rooftops and they go to your salon, right? So there's, and we know people aren't doing that. They're not putting in codes. They're not trying to, it's too much. It's too hard. Yeah. This way they're literally shopping. And what I love is they have, you have full visibility as to who purchased. As soon as someone makes that purchase, you have full visibility. So you're not relying on Salon Interactive to say, hey, your customer purchased. You have full visibility. You know what to expect for commissions.
Exactly. There is a full dashboard that you could manipulate the date range and you could see all the way back to when you start to, if you want to look at it monthly, who's purchasing product, which, if you're a salon, which of your stylist clients are purchasing the product, how much you're selling, what products you're selling, and how much commission is coming your way.
And what is, tell me how easy this process is. If somebody says, all right, I'd like to try it out. Tell me how, like the process of getting started.
Sure. So first thing I want to mention is that it's free to sign up for an e-commerce store, which most salons and independent stylists, if they had to go hire somebody to create an e-commerce site for them and continue to maintain it, it's going to be really costly. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they're up and running, everything that they're making is just pure profit. And the signup itself takes really 5 minutes or less. It's really just entering in some basic information, and they need to make sure that they have their Evolve distributor account number to be able to connect to the system, because that's how we tell who is a certified professional versus who isn't. You can only connect to your distributor with your account number so that we can confirm that you are a licensed professional. And then from there, you just go and choose the brands that you carry in your salon or that you use and recommend. You add them to your store. You have the ability to add your salon's logo, and you hit complete and you're up and going.
And then you can put it on your own website. You just add it as another page on your website so people can click it and purchase. I have, you know, I help a lot of customers with social media. I put the link to the store in their link tree on their Instagram. We're putting it on social posts so they can just click and shop. This is, it almost sounds like too good to be true, where you're like, this can't be. And it's not, like, this is the reality, because I know for our company Evolve, the reason we partnered with Salon Interactive, because it was a win for everybody. It was a win for the client. It was a win for the customer. It was a win for the distributor, for Salon. Everybody does well with this system. It's not just the brand doing well with it and working off the backs of these hairdressers that built your brand. We're saying, we want to pay you. Like, we want you to make your commission for what you've done. So what I love about it, and I've seen our customers love about it, is if they don't stock like leader sizes or like, you know, bigger sizes that can be more costly, like a lot of that kind of stuff, they're like, oh shoot, I needed the leader. Oh, here, click here. We'll just get it shipped to your door. So you're not missing a sale, right? Because every professional brand is online. You can go directly and buy them. Instead of doing that, do it this way, right?
Yeah. And it's, you know, like you were mentioning with the social media stuff, there's so many easy ways that you could do to promote your store and get the word out, adding a shop now button to your website, adding your link to Facebook or Instagram, creating social posts. Really, the more you talk about it and the more it becomes, you know, a topic of conversation amongst the salon, the more you get your customers and your clients acclimated to using or going to yours because they know now that you have a solution for them. it naturally just kind of unfolds and really starts to become popular. And, you know, we've seen some salons, you know, it may take them a minute to kind of get used to it because it's not second nature. But once you kind of, you know, bring that education into your repertoire, we have some salons that are seeing multiple sales a day, and they're getting all those sales from their customers who were never purchasing retail from them in the first place.
I was working with a salon, and what we did was we put up the scannable QR code and said, don't see the product you're looking for on the shelf, scan here to get it shipped to your door. So we were saying, yeah, okay, shop here, but if for some reason you don't see what you're looking for, if we don't have a size or if we've run out,
yeah,
click here and you can shop. And then somebody, because QR codes are back. With what happened with COVID in restaurants, they started putting all their menus on QR codes.
Yeah.
So QR codes are back, and I love that Salon Interactive makes it really easy to have a QR code, you know, within the salon to represent their store. So you absolutely, that's, you know, a really good best practice. Tell me a little bit about some of our most successful salons that are using Salon Interactive. Like, what have they seen in terms of growth and numbers and things like that?
I mean, we have one salon who, from the time she started, over the last, I think she's been on the platform now for 6 weeks, she shot up to one of our top sellers on the platform. And she's one person, she's an independent stylist. And literally all she does is she talks about the fact that she has an online store to every single client that sits in her chair. You know, it's great for independent stylists because we know that they don't have too much room to carry product. So yeah, this store gives them the opportunity to carry full lines of everything that they can't carry in their booth. So anybody who's not buying product from her at the time of service, she is telling them she has an online store. She's giving them a consultation and she's telling them, hey, you know, this is a service I just did on you today. These are the products that I used. If you like them, you could pick them up, you could get them shipped to your door from my online store. And what she's doing, which I think is really cool, she's creating Instagram Lives and Facebook Lives by doing hair tutorials and just talking about the product she's using and plugging her online store. And so she has people buying from her shop that are finding her videos on social media. They're not even clients of hers, or they're not clients of hers yet. They just see what she's doing and they think it's awesome and they're buying from her.
That's amazing. And she's just using the power of social to sell, and she's making a lot of money along the way. Yep. What are the biggest challenges? Like, let's just put it out there. Like, what are some of the challenges people face and how can we help them with that?
So the first challenge that I see is most people are very uncomfortable with technology.
Okay.
Like they think technology and they're like, this is not, this is above my head, or I don't have time to learn something new. One of the good things about Salon Interactive is not only is our platform pretty user-friendly, but everyone in our company is from the industry. So this isn't tech people creating technology for the salon industry. This is salon industry people finding a solution for others in the salon industry.
I love that, because if you're intimidated about technology and you're like, I'm just going to ignore this, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. So I love that. So anybody that's feeling like, I don't understand technology, we got your back. We're going to help you and hold your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
And not only from the distributor perspective, because I know your consultants are great in helping their salon succeed, but our customer success team too. We have people dedicated to answering the phones, responding to emails, setting up meetings. If someone is just like, I don't even know where to begin, I really need someone to help walk me through, like, one-on-one and take some time to help me feel comfortable with this program, our company is set up for that. We have an entire success team to really work with people and make sure that they feel comfortable using the platform.
Like, we want you to be successful, right? Like, that's how we all enjoy, you know, the commissions, is by everybody being successful. So we want to empower you to use this and to be successful.
Yeah. The other thing that I've noticed is, I feel like, you know, it's just, you know how they say, like, you know, it takes 3 weeks to make something a habit.
Yes.
You really just need a few weeks for this to kind of become part of your day to day, whether it's even just getting used to talking about the fact that you have an online store or incorporating it into the social posts that you're already doing, or, you know, adding a QR code into your salon, putting it on your mirrors or on tent cards. Like, it's really just an additional habit. So it may take a couple weeks to kind of get used to it and accustomed to it. But then once you do, it becomes second nature, and it just like all of a sudden takes off.
I love it. So it just has to become a part of your conversation. And I think something that happens too is that we get discouraged. Like, well, that I have it, it doesn't work. Well, no, it's not working for you because you're not working it, right? So we have to make sure that we're doing, you know, and it's going to be some work to get the word out. Like, you don't just put up a store and magically people just start shopping. Right. Like, that's not reality. Like, you have to do stuff to make that happen. So what are,
if it were that easy, we'd be out of a job.
Right. Exactly. What are some of the best practices that our top performing stylists and salons are using to, you know, be successful at Salon Interactive?
So easiest thing, they're talking about it. They're providing consultations. They're talking about home hair care. And one of the great things that I love about Salon Interactive is that, you know, I know a lot of stylists are very uncomfortable in talking about retail because they're not a salesperson. They don't want to be pushy. They don't want to feel like their client has to purchase something additional to the expensive service they may have just gotten. This literally gives you the ability to continue to mention that products are available for them whenever they're ready. So you don't feel like you have to do a hard sell in the chair.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, stylists don't have to worry about losing out on commissions because salon owners can set it up that, you know, when the person purchases, there's a stylist attached to that. So, exactly. And the other cool part with Evolve in particular is that we have several brands that we pay full commission on, meaning we pay the same commission that you would receive as if you sold it off your shelf. So you need to learn more about that for sure. So you're literally making the same money. So we're just so excited that we're able to have this platform and to capture these sales and you win. Like, the salon truly wins, and we want you to have more money and be successful, right? We want you to have money and be successful and live the lives you want to live. Like, that's our mission. And I love that. And I know when you're talking about, like, hey, just talk about it, I don't want that to be mistaken for. We're not suggesting that when you're checking your client out, that instead of walking them to the retail, that we're saying, no, have them ship it. We're saying, if they're not buying in the salon, which we know 8 out of 10 are not,
right?
These are the conversations to have. Tell me about some of that text marketing that you can do at Salon Interactive, like after the appointment. Can't we text them a link to the store and, like, kind of?
The text is coming soon, but right now you're able to email them.
Okay,
so cool. We have in our platform, it's called product recommendations, and it takes about a minute to do. As long as you have uploaded your clients into the system, you have the ability to find your client in the system, click product recommendations, and search the products that you use or that you're recommending to them. You click a button, you literally click send, and an email goes to your client that says the name of your stylist is recommending the following products. It shows a thumbnail of each of the products, and there's this big buy here green button. As soon as the client clicks on that buy here button, it takes them directly to the checkout page in the site. So their cart is already full of everything that you've recommended. They could go back and add more. They could decide that, you know, they still have conditioner, but they want to take the styler and the shampoo right now. They could, you know, alter it however they want. And then they could easily just check out. So this is great because it's reminding your client, like, hey, these are the products that I talked to you about. These are the products that I recommend for you. And this is here for you when you're ready to go ahead and purchase them.
And they've enjoyed their hair for a couple more hours, right? Yep. I want to ask this, and I'm putting you on the spot. Are you able to customize those messages yet, or is it still just sort of that message?
Not yet, but it's coming. So we are working on an app that's going to be specifically for product recommendations.
Oh my God.
So it's going to add text to it as well. So you could text and email your clients, And I believe you should be able to
customize
a message. Yeah.
You guys get on board now because that feature is coming. And how cool to be able to say, thank you so much for coming in today. It was so wonderful to see you. And I know you loved the products that we used, and click here to purchase when you're ready. Yep. It's super easy. And you can also include a nice little thank you message. People are not offended by this, by the way. I get emails all the time. Oh, we haven't seen you in a while. Oh, here's products we recommend. I don't get offended. People, this is not a hard sell. This is not intrusive. This is, if you love your hair, this is how it can keep looking great. And we know that people, 8 out of 10, aren't purchasing in your salon. Let's capture those sales because they love you and they trust you.
The thing about the product recommendations too, which are awesome, is that what we see is that 20% of recommendations sent result in a sale.
Oh my God.
If you're selling to 2 people out of every 10 in your salon now, you send out 10 product recommendations, 2 people are buying it, you literally just doubled your retail sales.
Yeah, that's huge. And people want to shop how they want to shop, right? Yep. They want to shop the way they want to shop. And now people are shopping online. They just are. And we're not saying you don't get salon sales. It's not what we're saying. In addition, we want you to capture that 1.4 billion that you've built these brands and they're buying them somewhere else. This was a lot of great information, Ms. Samantha. I'm so excited you were here. And, we have that wonderful person you were speaking of earlier. She's going to be joining us on a future episode to talk about how she has just is killing it with online sales. You guys can look forward to that as well. So is there anything before we wrap up that you want to share? How they can learn more?
Yeah, just go to saloninteractive.com. There's a help center as well. So if anybody, has any questions, we have a full line of videos and articles on every experience that you could possibly have, how to get set up, how to upload your clients. So that's always your first line of defense. And then if they ever have additional questions, to just feel free, our contact information is at the bottom of the site. You could call us or email us anytime, and there's always someone that'll help you out.
We'll have the link to Salon Interactive in our show notes as well. So I can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing all this great information. And as new features are launched, we're going to bring Samantha back to share that with you. So awesome. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much.